I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
And DeGenovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Oh, big cities are taking big steps, Dave, to tackle climate change. And here's one that could really affect you. Banning drive-thrus.
You bite your tongue.
It's a story in CBS. Aired it out of Minneapolis. It's just one of many cities that are now banning construction of new drive-thrus.
Yeah, over the next few minutes, we'll talk about which cities are banning these drive-thrus, the reasons behind the ban, and then we'll take your calls. 801-575-7668. Is banning drive-thrus a good move?
Do you think you'll get more steps in when you have to park the smart car and just saunter in for the Big Mac?
I will definitely get more steps. I don't think those 97 steps is going to be the difference maker between Thin Dave and Thick Dave.
I'm sorry, I can no longer go on with this segment. I'm going to laugh my way through it. Okay, here's where it's happening. Here's more, in fact, from the Today Show.
What could be more American than burger and fries?
Can I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'd like 3 cheeseburgers, 3 french fries, and 3 cherry pies. What do you guys want?
Well, maybe that meal being ordered from your car.
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Ever since the first one opened in 1947, the drive-thru revved up fast food. But is it now running out of gas?
Banning drive-thru sucks. I mean, because I want to be able to sit in my car, take care of my phone, and just relax.
In August, Minneapolis became the latest city to pass an ordinance banning the construction of new drive-thru windows.
I think that's a horrible idea. I love drive-thrus. They save a lot of time.
Similar legislation restricting drive-thrus has also passed in cities in Missouri, California, and New Jersey.
You take away my drive-thru, Debbie, and you take away my business. I am done with you. I will drive halfway across the county to not have to walk those extra 97 steps.
Why?
Because the drive-thru experience is so superior to the walk-through experience.
Now, let me ask you, is it the idea of parking your car and wedging it into a parking spot that isn't really even wide enough for a smart car and perhaps hitting people as you're trying to back out? Does that bother you? Because that does ruin. When I go to a fast food restaurant, I'll tell you what, I'll do anything to avoid having to park. I'm not a huge fan of the drive-thru. We're going to talk about why we like or dislike drive-thrus in the next segment when we take your phone calls at 801-575-7668. But that is a huge deal breaker for me.
Yeah, there's a completely different experience. If you get out, you stand in line, you wait for your order, that is an inconvenience, especially if you have a van full of kids. You take all the kids out, you're just trying to feed them, but you got to take all the kids out. They all want to go play in the bouncy balls. And then next thing you know, you're an hour at McDonald's when all you needed was a few things from the dollar menu.
No, and it's like little ducklings crossing a parking lot. One's going to get hit.
Oh, for sure.
I did it for years. I had the minivan full of kids, and all the neighborhood kids wanted to go, and it was awesome when we went through the drive-thru. When they wanted to go inside, it became my worst nightmare. We're talking about banning drive-thrus in several cities across the country. Minneapolis becomes the latest for new drive-thru construction. No more drive-thrus. Missouri, New Jersey, there's a city there, in Orchard Park, New York. There's a city, that's another city that has banned them. So why on earth would you ban drive-thrus? Lots of reasons, according to these cities. Litter and noise. And the potential of the vehicles blocking the driveways, which can increase the risk of, quote, pedestrian accidents.
Well, and you'll have accidents with the cars even, because oftentimes it will be such a long line, it will snake out into the parking lot or out into the road because people are like, I will get my number four combo no matter what. The thing about the drive-through is it's a way of our life now. I mean, you can't really scale this back. This is the way we order fast food. We don't like to walk in there and sit down and have a nice meal. We like to pick it up and get going.
Of course, the biggest reason cities like Minneapolis are now saying no more to drive-thrus is because of air pollution. In Minneapolis, in fact, they have a plan. It's called Minneapolis 2040. I don't know how many times you're going to make me utter the word Minneapolis without stumbling over myself. It's a hard word to say. 2040, which includes a goal to cut their greenhouse emissions there by 80% by 2050. That's a pretty lofty goal. Other cities say they do it because they want to cut down on obesity. But Dave, thankfully, studies are showing that doesn't work. That's not what's cutting down on obesity. So you'd be happy to know, I think you get to keep your drive-thru, man.
Obesity rates went up, not down, after South Los Angeles banned new standalone restaurants and drive-thru windows in 2008.
It's because if you're walking to the counter, you're working up an appetite. So you're going to order extra. Debbie, the experience of a drive-thru is not always amazing.
Here we are in the drive-thru line, me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park, we could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride.
That's the key right there.
That's so true.
Not leaving with the bunny slippers.
What do you love about the drive-thru? The ease?
Yeah, the ease of it, for sure.
What do you hate about the drive-thru?
How long it takes. When I'm talking about fast food, I want it fast. I'm not looking for quality. I'm looking for quantity and speed. That is what I'm looking for.
What if you actually paid attention to the sign at several drive-thrus that I see and fail to pay attention to that it is a idle-free zone and you should turn off your car?
This is my concern about the idle-free zone in a drive-thru. If it's taking you enough time where you have time to turn off your car, you guys are slow. The idea is we are churning these bad boys out. You should not be stopped in idling for any length of time.
Have you ever run a fast food drive-thru?
No.
I did one time for about 30 minutes when I was the morning show reporter for KSL Television. I went to McDonald's up north and they placed me in the drive-thru to run it. And Dave, I got so far behind, I wanted to quit my job before the end of the newscast. It was horrible because they've got this clock and it's on. It doesn't count you down, it counts you up. And the more you see it ticking, the more anxious you get. And I remember this guy came through the drive-thru and he ordered six sausage burrito things. I mean, he wouldn't tell me if he wanted salsa with it. It was a nightmare. I gave him the wrong order, and that's when the dominoes started to fall. The whole thing fell apart, and I couldn't get the people through the line fast enough.
You had to get kicked out. They're like, bring in the professionals.
Everybody in that line that morning was idling for about 5 minutes longer than they needed to.
Yeah.
I was part of the problem.
You were the problem. My concern is we're taking away something that is really a part of the way we eat. Right. And you're doing it with the thought that you're going to save the earth. Like, this is the difference maker. Like, this is what's going to keep the oceans from rising. Just make sure you're not, you know, running through the drive through, folks, because, you know, polar ice caps and stuff. Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I can tell you right now, our Utah Community Credit Union text line is lighting up at 57500. Of course, you can always text us your opinion on that. But we really love your phone calls, too. 801-575-7668. It's your turn to talk next. And the question we're asking is, should Utah consider banning drive-thrus?
Dave and Dujanovic get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Live with Greg Skordas. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about an adoption scheme.
With Dave and Debbie.
These adoptive parents could lose their child.
That's exactly what could happen.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
It is your turn to talk. 801-575-7668. Do you care enough about tackling climate change that you would be willing to ban drive-thrus to do it?
Can I get a burger with 4 slices of cheese?
4 burgers, anything else?
No, 1 burger with 4 slices of cheese.
I mean, it would save a lot of heartburn. You know, after you leave and you realize they forgot all of your hash browns. No,
this is the key to the drive-thru. That clip right there is why drive-thrus will always have a place, because there's no way you make this order face-to-face to somebody.
Can I get a burger with 4 slices of cheese?
4 burgers, anything else?
No, 1 burger.
No,
there's
no way you order that. You stare somebody right in the eyeballs and say, I'm going to need 4 slices of cheese. It's like when I go over to Crown Burgers and I order the extra, extra, extra Oreo chocolate shake. And they say, okay, Oreo chocolate shake. And I said, stop. Look at me in the eyeballs, not 1 extra, not 2, 3 extras on the Oreo shake.
And
they do it, but it's embarrassing every time. I want to do that over a speaker where I can hide my face in shame.
Here's some details. Customers spend an average of 255 seconds from speaker to order window in 2019. Yep, you can go back to the office after you get through the drive-thru window, and you can tell them you learned that little chunk of information on the Dave and Dujanovic show.
4 minutes and 15 seconds, Deb. I can do the math.
255 seconds. And 20% of American meals are now eaten in cars. No, that is 100% of American meals are eaten in cars. It feels that way, okay, especially when you're parenting kids and running around from game to game to game.
Can I give you a semi-embarrassing little story?
Anecdote.
A little anecdote. Mm-hmm. This happened last Friday. My wife and I were hungry. We'd been working out in the yard. We went and got some food, and we were bringing it back. We're like, we don't want to take it inside and share with the kids. So we ate it in the car. We didn't want to feed the kids. Yeah, listen, the irony's not lost on me, the whole lunch thing. We already had this conversation, but yeah, 20% of American meals eaten in cars. I totally buy it. It's probably low.
Minneapolis banning drive-thrus on new construction. Several other cities across the nation also banning drive-thrus. We put this question on Facebook this morning. Should Utah ban drive-thrus? Andrew Hull, our awesome producer, you never go through drive-thrus, do you?
Oh, all the time.
Only once a day.
All the time, Debbie.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is like my family.
Yeah.
Yes. When you're there, you're with family.
Andy, how are you doing? Good to see you. Same thing.
Hey, the usual.
Happy birthday. We know that's coming up next week.
What do the poll results show on Facebook? Again, we are offering Utah County to come down and run their polling or their voting in November, because we have so much success on our polling on Facebook. It's ridiculous.
Debbie, we got close to 2,000 votes.
It's insane.
And it's growing still.
In like an hour and a half.
This poll up.
Yeah, we just put it up. We asked, should Utah consider banning drive-thrus? 2,000 votes, 11% say, yeah, we should consider banning drive-thrus. 89% of those people saying, keep them around. We got some great comments, too.
We're all so lazy, aren't we?
I got to hear these comments.
So what are some of the comments you're reading?
Okay, so a couple of them right here. One of them says, quote, I'm disabled and love drive-thrus. They allow me to go solo out to grab stuff without needing to have someone that can get my wheelchair in and out.
All right.
I think that's a great point.
Yep.
And then another one, how about make people turn off their vehicle while waiting? Doesn't that solve the whole problem? Like, if we're trying to curb carbon emissions, we can just turn our vehicles off while we're in the drive-thru?
There's no idle police. You can't really enforce that. I see the signs. My problem with, you know, turning off my car in a drive-thru is usually if I'm at a drive-thru, I'm there at midnight. I know I shouldn't be there. I'm not going to turn off my car and, like, sit there and wait. And they're slow at midnight because there's no staff. The guy placing your, you know, taking your order is also cooking your hamburger and bringing it to you and taking your money. So you're going to be there forever. I feel uncomfortable. I want to be able to make a quick getaway.
This is my concern when it comes to turning off your car. And this has always been my problem with the idle free thing. I'm not entirely certain and confident my car is going to restart. I drive old cars and I don't have a lot of faith that it's going to restart. So it's kind of a roll of the dice. I'm not going to stop everybody down, so I'm a little bit nervous in that.
We're taking your calls, 801-575-7668. Do you think they should ban drive-thrus in Utah like they are in other cities across the country?
If you take away my drive-thru, like Dave said, you're going to take away my business. I like to be able to jump in my car at 10 o'clock at night in my pajamas and go through the drive-thru. I'm not going to walk inside in front of everybody in my pajamas and slippers.
Thank you, because we cannot unsee that. We appreciate you.
Pajamas optional. I mean, pajamas optional. I'm just saying.
Again, taking your phone calls. Should we ban drive-thrus in Utah in order to save our air?
Hi, this is Whitney. I'm calling to comment about the drive-thru experience. I don't know what I would do without a drive-thru because I have kids, and having to pack them in and pack them out is extremely inconvenient, especially when you need to be somewhere at a certain time, or you don't want to wake the baby up, or perhaps you're alone and you don't have somebody with
the baby thing is a 100%. Like, that alone, have you ever woken up a baby in the middle of a snooze fest in the car? It's not good. It's not going to turn out well for you. Let me order my food and just enjoy a French fry while the baby that's been crying for the last 3 hours is finally asleep.
So we're talking
about...
Do you
hate the mothers? Sorry.
We're talking about banning drive-thrus because so many cities. We've got one in New Jersey that's banned it. We've got a city in California that's banned drive-thrus. We've got now Minneapolis is banning drive-thrus on future construction. I wondered if this affected pharmacies and banks. I used to run the drive-thru. I worked as a bank teller. It was my favorite job. Really was my favorite job. If I ever got from this job, I'd be out. I'd have the local bank. I'd be like, I am your gal running the drive-thru. I loved that job. But it's all about saving the environment in Minneapolis. Some states do it because they try to, you know, our cities are doing it because they want to try to, I don't know, reduce obesity.
Curb the fatness.
Yeah, yep. I'm trying to put that in a nice way. So slowest and fastest drive-through chains, Chick-fil-A, 323 seconds through, followed by McDonald's, 284 seconds. You got Hardee's. We don't have those here anymore. I don't think.
Nope.
266 seconds. And then the fastest was Dunkin'.
Ew.
216 seconds.
Dunkin's gross.
Wendy's.
Don't look at me like that.
230 seconds at Wendy's. Hey, I think that's all amazing. We got 20% of American meals now eaten in cars. Dave, what do you love about drive-thrus?
Everything about drive-thrus. I love the convenience. I love being able to pay, not move. I can listen to my music or my audiobook. I barely pay attention when they read it back to me because I really don't care about the food they give me. I just need some sort of calories. This is what I think is interesting. Some of the measures we try to make for climate change, like this is the difference maker, folks. You are going to change the entire way that we eat fast food because of climate change. People will stop going to these places because we don't go to McDonald's and Taco Bell and Wendy's because the food is amazing. We go there because it's convenient. and it's easy. So you start taking away convenient and easy, you're ruining their business.
Andrew Hull, our producer, what was your experience once in a drive-thru?
Well, I was kind of skipping school in high school. I drove across the street to the McDonald's to go through the drive-thru, and somebody hit me in one of those converging drive-thru lanes where there's two speakers. Somebody was
rushing,
trying to cut in front of me so they could get their food faster than me, and they sideswiped me. I still love drive-thrus.
Were you allowed to be out of school? Did your parents
find
out?
No, they did find out. Yeah, it was bad. Not a great experience overall.
I don't like the designs where you pull up to the drive-thru window and they have the exit and entrance doors to the restaurant right there. And so you've got people scooting out of the restaurant with their bags full of hamburgers and they cut right in front of you. I'm always afraid I'm going to hit somebody. I think some of them
have you ever hit anybody? You're going like 0.05 tenths of a mile an hour. Like, you literally couldn't hit them unless you were trying to.
I don't like the design. I'm always afraid there's going to be a little child.
Stop walking in front of me.
Right at the time they tell you, go wait up there in parking spot number one while we finish cooking your French fries.
Listen, we all care about the environment until it inconveniences us. As soon as it inconveniences us, we're like, nope, don't care about the environment. Burn those carbon emissions all day long.
I have a feeling if drive-thrus went away, Dave, you would figure out a way to park the smart car, walk in, get your extra steps in, and still get your hamburger.
First of all, I don't believe you. I don't think I could learn that. Nor would I want to. Okay, is there a better way to do it? Perhaps. Maybe you can pull and you order it up on your app and they bring it out to you. Oh, yeah, they had that. It was called Car Hops. And then we realized there was a better way to do it. Called the drive-thru. Don't touch my drive-thrus.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.